I have a question about the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
All right. Are you wondering what that is?
Yeah, because sometimes I think I've done it because I've, did really bad, you know?
Well, Jesus speaks in Matthew about the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. He says, all manner of sin and blasphemy will be forgiven, men, except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Now, that blasphemy against the Holy Spirit does not mean you lose your temper, shake your fist at God, and call him names. That is certainly a sin. It's outrageous, and it's even blasphemy. Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is a perpetual, constant resisting of the drawing love of God's Spirit so that you lose the capacity to hear the Holy Spirit. It's called grieving away. Paul refers to grieve not the Holy Spirit wherewith you are sealed. We grieve away the Spirit.
Well, not only that, but the Jews claimed that Jesus was committing blasphemy by claiming that he was God.
He claimed the prerogatives of God.
Exactly.
And that was one of the criteria or definitions of blasphemy.
Right. Right.
And to claim to be able to forgive sin,
yes,
which only God can do, is a type of blasphemy. But blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is when a person drives away the wooing, loving, convicting influence
constantly
of the Spirit. They lose the capacity to repent and therefore cannot be saved. They cannot be forgiven because they cannot repent.